Mr. Hodge, rail 5. Now, the Peltonwood Ridge was where you were going to Newfoundland or for leaving Bermuda after the trials.
Bermuda, yeah.
If you take the story up from there.
Well, after trials, we left from Bermuda and arrived at St. John's, Newfoundland. We went alongside an oiled supply ship, and outside the harbour, a large convoy was collecting. We put to sea and took our position astern of the convoy as the ship took over point. Corvettes were put on the port and starboard side. Also, American escort screened us for 24 hours. Our sister ship developed trouble and returned to harbour. The convoy pressed on, but it's in the darkness when we go to accident stations. My mate, the petty officer alone, came on to my gun and said the bridge had thought it was a sub on the surface. With all guns loaded ready to fire, the captain ordered our searchlight on. It turned out to be our sister ship, HMS Goodall, had caught up with us and came into the convoy where it shouldn't have been at the time. Signals were exchanged, and the last signal from the Goodall was when they gave us the reply that you are the fighting Bullen. We proceeded with the convoy on a very rough passage.
What was it like in the rough weather on the
very road? Rough.
How did it affect?
We was going through the waves, not over them. It was very rough at the time. Well, not all the time, you know. It was a couple of days it was very rough, and then it calmed down a bit. And the corvette on the starboard side got a sub alarm and dropped depth charges at night. So we changed positions from point to stern in turns with the Goodall. Old ship off of one of the tankers. When it came down, we left the convoy at the western approaches and made for Belfast for alterations to be made to the ship, which had not been done in America.
Now, do you remember what the refit was? What exactly happened there?
No, it was just electrical and different things that the Americans hadn't put on, you know, guardrails and that on the guns and sort of thing, you know.
And that was at Belfast?
That was in Belfast, yeah.
And then what?
From there we called into Galway Bay, I'd leave ashore, then back to our base in Liverpool at the Gladstone Docks with a Goodall.
Now, what was the Gladstone Docks like at that time? What do you remember
about it? Oh, it was full of escort ships. You know, Captain Walker had all his groups up there, escorts. We were group 19, I think, group.
You were 19, and what time did you get there? Do you know what month it was? We can look it up.
Yeah, I can give you dates for that. I haven't got no dates down.
Okay, and what sort of operations were you on first?
We done an escort up to Reykjavik, Iceland, and we escorted a tanker and a liner up there, I think. I think that was the convoy was being made up for a Russian convoy. They were all collected in Reykjavik. And from there on, we went out trying to recover a U-boat, which had been...
Tell me about that, because a lot of them have forgotten that. What exactly was happening? This was a...
Well, we were in Holyhead at the time, and they got a signal saying that a tug was towing a submarine down to the south coast to be looked at. It was cocooned, like, you know, ready to be... the tug broke loose from the sub, and we was ordered down to try and retrieve it. But when we got down there, it was very rough, like, at the time. The ship couldn't go in too close to it because of the rocks. So, two of my mate, lead seaman Drew, a petty officer, were put into a Carly float, and we let the line out. I tied the line out on the Carly float, and then when it got to the end of that, I tied it onto a manila rope, so that it can, because being so rough, the sub was going up and down like a coke, and they couldn't make it. The ship laid some oil out to try and calm the water a bit, but there was no good. They couldn't get on board. Once they reached the sub, but she was rearing up and down so much, could not be boarded, so we pulled them back aft round and left the U-boat to be washed up onto the rocks. That's where it ended up, I think.
There was no one on it?
Oh, no. It was one that had been captured early in the war, and they wanted to sort of look it over. But I think that ended up on the rocks. Another time we went down the west coast, we met Nelson, to escort her down to the D-Day landings.
What do you remember of that?
Well, it was only an escort down. We picked her up going down the west coast. We took her down there, but as we had small guns, we weren't really required. So back we went to Liverpool and was ordered on an escort to Gibraltar. They made up a small escort to Gibraltar, and we met two destroyers on the way which teamed up with us, and we made to Gib, and we made our way back.
What were you escorting?
Merchant ships.
A full convoy?
Surprise ships, yeah, a small convoy it was. And we made our way back to Liverpool.
Anything happened on the voyage to
No, there's nothing happened, only seeing that, our own ships. No, we were very lucky in there.
What was a typical routine like on board the ship? You know, for a typical day for you, would you say?
Well, you was at cruising stations most of the time. You know, standby stations on your gun.
So you'd be on the depth charges, would you?
I was on depth charges, yeah, on my cruising station, yeah. You took the turn up the mast and, you know, any lookouts and...
What was it like on lookout duty, up the mast, because it was rolling?
I only went up there once.
What was it like?
I was the last one in a very rough sea, and when I was coming down, my feet couldn't keep on the ladder. And when you go over, you know, about 20 degrees starboard, you're hanging on the ladder and your legs are over the sea. You're looking out and you're waiting for the ship to come back, to come down another few steps. And then you went the other side and done the same thing until you got down.
Was there a crow's nest up there?
Crow's nest, yeah. That was a lookout, yeah. Well, I was the last one up there on that time. It was very bad. I was looking down on the bridge, hoping someone would see me like this, because I couldn't see a thing up there with a spray and everything.
What other typical duties might you have in a day?
Well, I was being a gunner general. I was doing mostly magazines. Yeah, I used to take temperatures of the magazines.
Well, what were the magazines like down there? We haven't really looked at that. How was the stuff stored?
Well, the shells, I think shells were all in boxes. The hedgehogs were in racks. No, the hedgehog came in afterwards, like we was put on boarding on Belfast. Like a bomb, I don't know if you know.
I think you mentioned it last time, the mortars.
They're like a bomb, yeah. They go up, they're all on a square pattern on the deck, but when they go up into the air after 200 yards, they go into a circle. And if the submarine's anywhere in that circuit, it will hit them, right? Because you've got a propeller going on the front of it. And when that stops, you blow.
And was there anything you were particularly looking for in the magazines? You know, I mean, was it just a matter of temperature?
It's keeping the temperature, yeah. I used to take through the ship twice a day and keep the stores up, you know, any time we had a shoot. Report to the gunner's mate or the officer to replenish stores.
So after Gibraltar, back to Liverpool, was it?
Yes, back to Liverpool. Yeah.
So what was it?
Well, we met up with the good old, and we done routine runs. One run, we got a submarine contact, as we thought, and dropped out charges. The captain wasn't satisfied. He went back again, dropped another load of that charges. In fact, we ended up putting four patterns of that charges down, hoping that, and we cruised about for a time, and the captain, he didn't know whether we had a certain hit or not, and we returned to Liverpool. And what was then we, if you want to go on to
that. What would you do in Liverpool? Let's just talk about that. Where would you go, surely?
Go surely in Liverpool. Yeah, we had all night leave in Liverpool, because Liverpool was smashed up a lot, you know. Because we used to see it as we came up the Mersey there, you know, where the bombs have been dropping all the smoke, you know, from the buildings and that. We knew they were out of packet sort of thing. But we went ashore and had drinks and, well, I met up with some local people and they took me home and made me welcome sort of thing. We had a naval canteen in the Gladstone Docks where we all used to meet and have a sing-song and...
What was the naval canteen like inside?
Well, it's only a hut. It's only a long hut with a bar and that. And
any other facilities, games or anything?
No. They just got up on the mic when they'd had a few drinks and sang different songs, you know. I used to get a little Welsh chap that I was friendly with on board. He was an OD, ordinary seaman, and he hadn't passed for an AB, and I used to get him up there singing the Welsh songs. He used to take me home on a weekend to Wales, and I used to go out in the fields shooting rabbits and that with him. Had a good time, you know. And very, very nice people they were. He got killed on the ship, I tell you that, apparently.
And what about, you got on well with the Liverpudlians?
Oh, yeah, very well. Yeah, very friendly. Of course, sometimes they got their bars smashed up with other matters, but, you know, when I'm...
But you weren't in any of that?
No. I've been inebriated, right, but not because I met a girl up there I got very friendly with. That's what I say, I used to go home to her place, you know, with her family and that, and I used to smuggle a few bits of sugar and meat off of my mate so they could have a bit of extra. Yeah.
Now, I think the next thing then is when you went up to Cape Wrath with the Goodall and a couple of other ships. This is coming up to, is it December the 6th when the Bullen was sunk? Yeah. Set the scene. What were you doing before?
Well, we were in the harbour and they got a signal. I take it that the higher and it came from a Sunderland that had come in from the northern approach, you know, the western approaches, and reported a submarine. So our escort was scrambled. That was Hesperus was in charge. It was a senior ship destroyer. There was a Goodall, the Bullen as frigates, and there was two corvettes, Inish Owl and another one. I can't think of the other one. And we got to go and rushed up and started a sweep off of Cape Wrath, about 7-8 miles off of Cape Wrath. We done a few sweeps up and down, and all of a sudden I was on the quarter deck on watch at the time, on the deck charges, when there was no warning, when the torpedo hit us.
What sort of impact did it have? I mean...
it threw us up in the air. I was on the quarter deck. I was concussed for a few seconds. Most of us were.
Do you know where the torpedo hit on the ship?
Midships, yeah.
And which side? Port or starboard, or would you not?
Port side. Yeah, port side.
And so you were thrown into the air and concussed for
a second. Well, we concussed for a few seconds. We came round. In fact, one of the chaps reported to a paddy officer, we were all dead on the quarter deck. We must have been lying, you know, down at the time. Anyway, I looked up at the bridge. This contact had been lost from the bridge. And the captain was shouting, abandon ship. My first thoughts at the time were to climb to the gun deck and cut the collie floats and corks loose. I threw them down to the deck below, hoping that someone would throw them overboard.
Now this is the collie floats, or...?
Collie float and rolled up corks. I climbed down and found myself that alone, everybody was in the water. Water was around my ankles. Before I dived in, where the deck had split open, there was a face of a stoker calling for help. I grabbed an oar, trying to lever the deck to try to prise it open. But it was no good, it just snapped, being a metal deck. I shouted him to dive for the hole in the side. But I didn't see him again.
So this was a sort of split in the deck?
Yeah.
You could just see him?
Yeah.
Did you recognise him?
No, I didn't recognise him. I knew he would be a stoker, like, from down below there.
But he was the only one that you saw on the ship at the time?
Yeah.
Inside the ship?
Yeah. I'll never forget that face, you know. I'll see him now, trying to get out of that split about that big.
About 6 inches?
Yeah, if that.
And how long...
It split right across. But the water had come up to my ankles then. The ship sinking. So I dived over the side and grabbed the Carly raft. I grabbed the corks first. But someone had not cut the corks because they were supposed to lay out flat. As I grabbed them, it was taking me under. So I looked around, and over the top of a wave, I see a collie float in the distance. So I let go, hoping that I could make it.
About how far away was it?
It was about 30 foot away. It wasn't too far away, but the waves were high, and it kept vanishing, you know. I made it to the collie raft, but couldn't get in because the collie raft was full at the time. Another chap had come swimming up, a chap called Bond, I can always remember him, he's a proper cockney, and he's shouting away at everybody. So I said to him, kick your legs, because it was so cold. I said, keep kicking your legs, and it helped to push the collie float away from the ship.
And you were basically holding on?
I was in the water, yeah, we couldn't get in, the collie float was full up.
And how cold was it?
Very cold. Well, you think December, in the North Sea, it is very cold. I'm glad it happened this end and not the other end, because I say it happened the other end, we've stood no chance.
You mean further north?
Further north towards the Russian.
What were you wearing?
Well, I turned everything off before I jumped over. I was just wearing a pair of overalls. I threw my sea boots off and stuck it in some duffel coat. Yes, and as we were going, I'm telling this chapter, they're shouting out, where's the paddles? There's no, the paddles, the collie raft had gone in upside down, whoever threw it over. I said, well, all paddle with your hands. And as we went up, we come to a dead stop. Someone clever, I don't know who it was, had tied the collie raft to the ship's guardrails. And we were going back, we were being pulled back with the ship. But as lucky, my mate Drew, in seaman Drew, he had his knife with him. He always had his knife because he used to do a lot of wire splicing. He cut the line clear and we paddled away. And kept paddling away until all of a sudden the Hesperus came round. Oh, as we go, I'm glad to see that. because we were smothered in black oil and what have you now.
What was the oil like?
Terrible. Don't drink diesel oil. I don't recommend it because I went home on leave afterwards, you know, and my mother wasn't none too happy.
So it was all over you?
Oh, yeah. It was coming out with a skid on it afterwards for a couple of days.
So, hang on. So the Hesperus came up. And what happened then? There's this business about the singing on the raft. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Someone started off, roll out the barrel. Yes, they were singing out, roll out. They were singing all the time.
Did you join in?
No, I couldn't. I was still in the water. No, I was still getting bull with the water, you know, the waves.
So, the Hesperus arrived, and what happened then?
Well, she stopped, and I threw myself off the Carly raft as it came alongside, grabbed the net on the side of the ship, and tried to pull myself up. I was exhausted, like. And the chap off to the upper deck, he came down on the rope and helped me up onto the ship. And he took me down into the showers. As I was going along the deck, I looked back and I just see the bullen disappearing below the waves. She was in half, you know. Just as she went to go down, I see it. I heard people shouting out, "Save the captain." Well, I could understand the captain had got to the side near enough to the Hesperus, and they were trying to save him, and he kept passing a line that it was thrown to him to other sailors in the water.
Now, did you actually see that?
No, I didn't see that, no.
But you heard them shouting,
I heard them shouting, yeah. Save the captain.
But do you know what happened, or...?
No, all I heard was that he had passed the rope to two or three times to different people in the water, and he eventually vanished himself. So he gave his life up for a few of the sailors.
Now, what state were you in? You were on the deck of the Hesperus, just being taken down. What state were you in?
Oh, I was black from head to foot, you know, with the oil and that. And a chap took me down into the shower and put me under the warm shower and give me soap and clean me up a little bit. And I went on to the mess deck and see all the other survivors in there, which I was pleased to see, you know. And they gave us a jersey, a pair of trousers and slippers given to me. And that's what we went.
Now,
in the meantime, the Hesperus had started out and she had got a ping of the sub. Because we didn't know at the time there was two submarines there, not one. And she took off, and I think a few of our chaps were dragged underneath the stern. You know, what I could hear about it.
But you didn't see that?
No, I didn't see none of that. I felt the ship rev up. And I think they let off a pattern of hedgehogs. But some of our chaps were still in the water after I got on the ship.
Now, what about your friend, your Welsh mate?
Well, he died. I think he was down below at the time, you know, in a store somewhere. I was very upset over that because I was going to his house. They asked me to go up when I was in Chapnagon and identify the bodies, and I wouldn't go. I couldn't face it because now that's I've got another little chap to do it for me. I said, well, you live up Liverpool way. You might be able to pop in on your people on that.
What about, you got the gunnery left, the officer, who...
Spencer, oh, yeah.
What happened to him?
He stopped on the ship, they told me, to get the primers out of the depth charges. I think he was killed.
And you didn't see him do that, but you heard accounts.
Yeah, accounts.
And how did you feel after, you know, they'd given you a shower and warmed you up? How were you feeling?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to explain now, isn't it? You know, you've just been pulled out, half drowned out of the water, isn't it? I just was pleased to see, you know, to get away from there and to see our injured being put onto the hospital boat ship in Scapa.
How about all the casualties? Did you realise how many casualties had been?
No, I didn't know until afterwards, you know. Not until Steve sent me a list.
And how did you feel in yourself, shaken by
it? Oh, very shaken, yeah.
It did affect you then?
Oh, it did affect my time, yeah. Yeah, very, yeah.
So what happened next then? You were on the Hesperus, they'd taken this anti-submarine action, you know, trying to get this sub or contact anyway.
But the Hesperus left to go to Scapa Flow to put, you know, to put our secure on that and put our injured onto the hospital ship. And the Goodall on that carried on with a sweep after the sub. We heard afterwards they got one submarine, a 229. But the one that torpedoed us managed to get away because we met a chap afterwards, you know, off that submarine on one of our reunions. I wasn't happy about that.
Well, perhaps so. Now, you went to Chatham then?
Yeah, we got the trains down to Chatham. We got a big cheer down at King's Cross. They could see that we were survivors, all our old, you know, clothes that we had on. Sent in to Chatham. And, very happy in Chatham. They put us straight into a side of the drill hole there. And they all give us a gas mask each. Well, we'd travelled here right away from Scotland down there and nothing to eat. And we put it there and give us a gas mask, which we had to sleep on for a pillow for the night.
You thought they could have done a bit more for you?
Oh, yeah, no, it's terrible. We just left there until the next morning. Then we had to go and put claims in.
What claims?
For what we lost and all that. And
how did that work? The compensation?
But everybody ended up with about £5, I think. They weren't going to pay no more out. We put in for watches and savers and all that.
Had you really lost those?
Oh, things? Yes. Oh, yeah. I lost quite a lot. I lost a nice watch what I had for my birthday and that, you know. And, oh, yeah.
But
it wasn't going to. A lot of people were put extras on, you know, which they. With their tumble out after a time. No, I mean, the most anybody got was £5, I think.
And then what about survivor's leave?
Yeah, we were given 14 days survivor's leave.
Now, you'd been reported missing, so how did
I was reported missing, I don't know why. Because I was surprised when I arrived home, you know. I had no confirmation that I'd done. I'm very pleased to see me turn up at the door. A ghost. I spent my time on leave to go and see all my people and different. Get my girlfriend and that, you know, and such forth.
Now, what about this oil business? You couldn't get it out of your skin.
Well, it was coming out for at least 2 days, 3 days. In fact, I was. I went down to the local with my father, and he kept telling me to wipe my mouth out as the oil was coming out the side of my mouth, still coming out. And because it was coming out my pores, and my mother wasn't happy with the bedclothes. But other than that.
And. What about your nerves?
I sort of got over it pretty well, you know. I wasn't scared to go back again. I'm a bit weird, being young and scatty, I suppose, you know, at the time.